Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Now listen, we got a great show for you with America's favorite entertainment news gang. Now, Brad and Portia are out today, but no worries, man. We're at the Dawson Fest. We got the miggity man, Ricky Smiley, in the house. Yay! When we get this party started, we got to check in with our West Coast family. What's going on in L.A.?
What's up,
What's going on?
I'm
cheating on y'all with while I'm out of town.
What's up for Judge Lynn Tola and All right, later on, Frank, you're going to love this. Tyra Banks is showing some real skin again on the cover. Sports Illustrated. And baseball player Bryce Harper reveals how his wife reacted when another woman tried to slide into his DMs. But first, Gary, what you talking about? I heard you got a big, major royal announcement.
Yes, y'all. It's time for Gary's Royal Report. And hear ye, my little cousin, Baby Sue Socks, has been presented to the entire world, and I'm so overwhelmed with emotion.
Gary, take your moment. I got this. I'll handle it. I'll give the fine Dish Nation fans all the info on Baby Sussex. Yes, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry gave everyone the first glimpse of their newborn baby boy. Oh. And up until a few minutes ago, we didn't know what this baby's name was. And it's just been released that the new baby, his name is Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. They'll probably just call him Archie.
Yeah.
And the beaming Duke and Duchess spoke to the press today about becoming new parents, and it was pretty sweet. Look what they had to say.
It's magic. It's pretty amazing. And I mean, I have the two best guys in the world, so I'm really happy.
Tell us a little bit about your son. What's he like? Is he sleeping well, good baby?
Yes. He has the sweetest temperament. He's really calm and... you know, and he's just been the dream, so it's been a special couple of days.
Well, my question is, what hospital was Meghan in where she can have a baby on Monday and be completely dressed, doing a full press conference and cream?
They all do that.
That's Grady Hospital in Atlanta. You'll be out of there in 2 hours. You and that baby.
Can I ask a question? Is it all right that I don't care at all? Is that okay?
That's fine.
I mean, I don't know. Am I betraying?
No.
I'm with the judge.
Are you going to pull my black card?
Well, but you know what? There has to be a little bit of consideration, Judge Lynn Tola, because this is the first sprinkle of blackness in the royal family. Blackness came from Austin.
Say what?
That you know about.
Well, moving on, we've got Bush, sort of. You remember television host Billy Bush? Well, he's about to hit the television screen again. Now, Billy was fired from NBC and the Today Show about 3 years ago for the Trump tapes controversy, and he bragged about groping women along with the current president, Donald Trump. Well, Extra is revamping the name of the show and switching networks. It's now going to be called Extra Extra. Just so it's a whole different thing. And Billy's going to be replacing Mario Lopez as one of the hosts.
I'm glad Billy Bush is back. I've missed Bush. I've been waiting for Bush to come back for a long time.
Me too, Frank!
Well, also, there's another new face hitting the TV screen now. The CBS TV show The Talk has Marie Osmond replacing Sarah Gilbert.
No! Really?
So how do you feel about these two new additions to these TV shows?
I mean, if you're getting rid of a lesbian or a lesbian's leaving, why can't you have another lesbian for that point of view take her place?
Well, I don't think it's about being a lesbian, Heidi. I think it's just about being a woman and having a talk.
But there is no lesbian represented on the show anymore unless Sharon's switch sides.
Yeah. Heidi, I'm with you. That's not fair. They should have put another lesbian up there.
I mean Heidi's just hating Rosie because she didn't get a call.
Not one call, Frank.
Not one call.
Still they should have
got Rosie. You think they should have got Rosie O'Donnell?
They should have
put Rosie O'Donnell to fill that spot. Honey, she's a talent.
She would have cleared that table. She went everybody off.
All right, talk about fertile. Judge Lynn, you had on your show once a guy who fathered 19 children. Remember that show?
Actually, there were two different dudes that had 19 children on different episodes. I'm just saying, people out there doing whatever. But yes, indeed.
Well, I think this story has both those guys beat. The Bachelorette is gearing up for its, 15th season. And the info's coming out on Hannah Brown's, she's the Bachelorette, on the suitors that are going to be on the show. And one suitor in particular is getting a lot of attention. He's a 25-year-old management consultant over in your city, Atlanta.
What?
Yes, where he's fathered 114 children.
Oh, in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Almost as many as you, Ricky.
Oh! No!
Say what, Frank?
I got almost as many as you, Ricky.
I don't think so. No, I'm good with my
You know what's so scary right now is this whole 23andMe thing, I mean, as far as, like, checking.
Yeah.
I mean, people are going, getting checked, and it's like, they tell you your first cousin, second cousin.
You get emails from 23andMe.
Oh,
that's
crazy.
That man got a...
Like, you
got
this? Over, you got four connections, and I'm like, whoa, who is this?
That man got over 100 kids and no child support order, and we sitting up here in family court all day for one.
Don't seem fair, does it?
So, Judge, is he not responsible for child support?
Not at all, because he's in the donation process legally. He, you know, they signed off its rights. The women are just using his material.
Does anybody know how much you get per, you know?
$70.
Per donation. Why do you know that?
Because Gary's making margaritas later.
And Gary, why do you still have that thing on your head? Why do you still have the royal hat on?
I'm still royal.
Because salt the rim.
He's excited about Archie, honey.
Are those fertility beads you're wearing?
Well, we all know Steve Harvey loves to give advice, and there's a video that has recently resurfaced of Steve Harvey telling an audience that rich people don't sleep 8 hours a night. And many fans weren't too happy with this monologue that Steve was doing and started calling him out on Twitter. Take a look.
You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category. Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life. It ain't but 24 hours in a day. You cannot be sleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in LA and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life and your ass will sleep.
I think people have taken his comments out of context.
Yep.
Or whatever. I understand exactly what he meant. Sometimes you say things and you don't word it properly,
right,
or you might misuse a word or a sentence or whatever, and people take it and run with it. I know exactly what he meant. I felt his passion because I worked my ass off.
I felt aggression,
when Headcrack is saying he should move to the East Coast, because on the East Coast people would be like, yeah. In LA, we're like, why are you yelling?
I appreciate Steve Harvey, because if it was not for Steve Harvey, it wouldn't be no Ricky Smiley. It wouldn't be no Ricky Smiley Morning Show. It wouldn't be Ricky Smiley here sitting on Dish Nation. So all the advice that he has given me for 30 years, I appreciate everything he said. And I understand what he's saying. He probably didn't word it right.
Right.
He sat me down a few times. Gary and I met Gary through Steve Harvey.
Show
if it was not for Steve Harvey, it wouldn't be no Gary with the T. Gary got his start on Steve Harvey's show. And he sat us down and taught us a lot. So I know where his heart is, and I know what he meant.
And I got the same speech from Daddy for 30 years.
Yeah,
get out there. Push.
Right.
I understand where he's coming from, and you're right. He just didn't say it quite the right way.
I will say this. What Steve did say, I mean, it didn't work for me. Rick is rich, and I'm still trying to get there, so.
Gary with the pop-up version. Up next, find out what supermodel is gracing the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. So come back.
Dish Nation.
Head crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yo.
Now, well, the annual Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue just dropped, and this year cover model is, drum roll, Miss Tyra Banks.
Yes,
yes, honey,
mother.
Baby. After 22 years, honey, the first black model to cover, or should I say, to grace the cover, is doing it again at the age of 45.
It is so different shooting now on a beach for Sports Illustrated swim. My body is different. My booty is bigger. Everything's a little bigger. So that made it, at first I was like, ooh, I've got more stuff to work with. And at first it was a little bit more difficult. But after the first shot, I was like, I got this.
Uh-huh.
That's what we call thick.
Yeah, that's something you can rumble with.
Yeah, in the hood, we call it thick. Thicker than a snicker.
But on the first cover, the first issue, I mean, she was greasier than the new issue. That's what I kind of, it's just not as shiny.
Well, the new one is a little bit more environmentally conscious, not using as much oil. The seals are protected.
Oh. Right. And nobody wants a woman with, you know, walking around with armor all on.
Yeah, but this is another thing, too, what I need y'all to help me with, though, too, Rika, because you're how should I put it? A phthalmologist, then. She got a cut right up in there, but she doesn't have it on the first issue, so where did it go?
It filled all out. That's,
is that what it is?
She had a baby.
She got what? Not on her own body. She had a surrogate.
But just even being around one will stress you out. It'll change your body. Oh. All right, y'all. Now it's time for a story that's going to make y'all feel really old. Now, Lance Bass, he's a member of the group NSYNC. He just turned the big 4-0 and said bye-bye-bye to his 30s with a big party recently with his husband, Michael Turchin. Who knew? Lisa Vanderpump, a comedian, Retta Allison, Janie, and a bunch of 90s boy banders like his bandmate J.C. Chazay, Jeff Timmons of 98 Degrees, and O-Town, they all showed up.
Really?
Wait, Lance Bass is 40 years old?
I was shocked that he was gay.
He's very gay. He's been gay for quite some time. But I didn't know he'd been gay for 40 years. Mm. I didn't realize it's been that long.
Gotta wear it here.
All right, well, since the arrival of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's baby, the baby boy Archie of Sussex, UK host Piers Morgan made some very insensitive comments about how he suffered through the birth of one of his children. Well, Piers is put to the test on the show Good Morning Britain when he was hooked up to a childbirth simulator machine. Yes, let's see how Piers then handled the pain.
One more.
What's that?
Not even 60.
Surrender?
God.
Are you giving in?
No.
Come on.
Do not give in.
More piss. You can do it. And now it goes up again. Another one.
Shot. That's enough. Get it.
Oh, how many minutes? How many minutes of contraction pain did Piers Morgan go through before he decided
that cannot be what childbirth is like, surely?
He is not as strong as a woman.
Is that really what childbirth is like?
Four hours.
I can't believe that.
I don't know.
For hours.
Yeah. Okay, so men, I'm loving this moment right here, being the only woman in the room. Do you think that you could do?
Hell no. No, ma'am.
No?
But I wouldn't have no kids. I have tolerance for pain. But I respect what y'all go through. But, like, Rick, they spend their whole life training for the pregnancy moment. Like, you know, that visitor that comes every month and, like, folds them over, like, that is, you know, that's like the road to pregnancy.
Because you have how many kids?
Four.
Through your what? Exactly.
No, I respect the grind overall. Like, I mean, like, to have to deal with
I respect the grind, but I can't have a kid.
Nasty.
Hey, coming up next, find out how the sliding into somebody's DM can go horribly wrong. We'll explain right after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, this is a case of when being a groupie goes wrong, and baseball star Bryce Harper's wife can tell you all about it. So apparently a young woman wanted to offer her services to Bryce after having a rough season with the Philadelphia Phillies. So she wrote, "Hey, handsome, I'm Jordan. I'm just trying to be a stress reliever." Ooh. Unfortunately for her, the DM went to the one person you probably wouldn't want a DM of that nature to go to, went to dude's wife.
Oh.
Who's pregnant?
Did she know he was married?
He's always loyal.
Okay.
And of course, his wife put the woman on blast, posting a DM to her Instagram story, writing, "If you want to try and go after a married man, the least you could do is be smart enough to message his Instagram account and not his wife's."
Oh. Also, black girls are doing that to the white guys, huh?
Yeah, we spreading out.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I'd have looked at that picture, man. I'd probably had to just throw my whole damn phone away.
I would not at all have been as nice as this woman. I would have been a whole fool.
No, okay. You got to be cool.
Yeah.
No. You got to be cool.
You already
kill
had a conversation.
People with kindness.
No, I'm a
kid. So what would you do?
Find her.
Oh, you were going to find her? Yeah,
ma'am.
And go to jail?
You're disrespect. I'm not going to jail. And even if I do, like the state of Georgia, it's only $5,000 for assault. I already looked it up, so it's cool. But she's going to catch it. She's catching this.
Oh, damn.
Okay, so moving on. Can someone tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
Please.
Well, I can actually tell you. Yes, there is an intersection off of West 63rd Street and Broadway. In honor of the show's 50th anniversary, New York made Sesame Street a real intersection in the Big Apple. Yep.
Yes.
Permanently. And to celebrate it, they were joined by Big Bird, all the stars. Elmo, Bert, Ernie, and all the others.
Man.
And Mayor Bill de Blasio changed the name of the Manhattan intersection at a ceremony and dubbed May 1st as Sesame Street Day. Y'all, how cool is that?
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
This is not the only street that's been named after a very famous group or show.
Right.
You have Wu-Tang Clan that has a street.
Fight for Tribe Called Quest got one, too.
I'm just disappointed that Gary Coleman don't have a street.
What you talking about, Way?
Yeah.
All right, so you know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Infuse the good vibrations into your daily dental care with this Sonic toothbrush set. It's the perfect size to use on the go, so you can throw it in your purse, briefcase, and backpack. And the cool thing about it is it's a slim, stylish design with snap-on vented cap. And also, the set comes with enough toothbrushes that you can share one with a friend, keep one at home, take one on the go, and enjoy a fun and thorough way to clean your teeth with ease.
Now, I love this. Does it vibrate?
It vibrates at approximately 22,000 brushes, strokes per minute, and you're going to love the soft contour nylon bristles on the brush.
Okay, so it's super cute and super compact. I know it's expensive. How much is it?
Usually the 3-pack Voom Sonic Travel toothbrushes would cost you about $75, but for our Dish Nation viewers, get this. Woo! It's $15.
Oh, what?
All you got to do is go to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up next, man, find out why this maid of honor is backing out of her friend's wedding at the last minute. Heidi and Frank, Judge Lynn, listen, have all the details after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Judge Lynn Toler still hanging out with us.
Yeah.
We have one more story that I think you might be interested in. There is a woman, she went on Reddit. Now, Reddit is the online community where you can talk about anything and everything. And she's supposed to be a bridesmaid at her best friend's wedding.
Okay.
Here's the problem. The best man at the same wedding is the bridesmaid's ex-fiancé.
Oh, she's the maid of honor?
She's the maid of honor. Her ex-fiancé is the best man, and she recently dumped him because she found out that for the past year, he had been seeing two call girls.
Oh.
So she hates this guy. Now, she's asking the community on Reddit, and I'm asking you, Judge, what does she do?
I would tell that woman, you don't tough it out. Go show up. Look great. Get your hair done. Have that face laid. You know what I mean?
You the, look best
the best revenge
oh,
is
yes.
not caring. And he'll think, did I ever mean anything right. to her?
That's always the best revenge. Don't run. You show up looking better than you ever have. Not bothered. Bring a day.
It'll crush him.
You probably hear this all the time, too. I mean...
Or a version thereof.
Yeah.
The worst one I heard is the bride slept with the best man as opposed to the groom on the wedding night.
On the wedding night?
Yeah, he got drunk and was playing cards and wouldn't conduct his marital duties, so she said, I'll find somebody who will.
Oh,
and the best
my
man did.
God.
So it lasted 90 days. I was shocked.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.